anybody could buy crypto at the right time and be patient with it. And I think the way that most people could find their way into financial freedom, or at least free them up from a lot of worry about bills, is by getting in crypto at the right times and then being patient.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
I got Dane Ballwinkle here with me. Dane, how you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, Neil. Appreciate you having me on, man. This is going to be fun. We've known each other for a little while, and it's fun to jump on. I haven't heard so much about your personal story with real estate, and I don't think you know mine so much. This will be good to chat about it.
Dude, it's fun. We've known each other for a few years for various places. From the beginning of us knowing each other, both of us have grown exceptionally in alternative paths from the get-go. So I know that much. We'll set it up from there, but we'll get into it here in a sec. But tell me, let's talk about real estate. I'm going to start there. We all started in real estate someplace. How did you get started in real estate?
So I want to start a little bit before that. And I won't drag this out, but I want to make sure I give context. So I had 100% bought into the idea of the education system. With enough education system, I could make all this money. And I was scared to death of sales. In fact, I remember there was this dude that I'd play basketball with in college. And I said, what are you going into? And he's like, oh, entrepreneurship. And I remember thinking in my head, like, what a loser. He sold security systems in the summer. And I thought, what a loser. And little did I understand that I was the one way behind the eight ball, where he didn't work anymore. He just worked in the summers. And he's probably, I don't know where he is today. In fact, I should probably look him up. But gosh, like, so that's where I was at. And I went and did way too much school. I got my master's degree. And I believe I finished that in 2014. And man, like, it was just a really eye-opening experience where it took, I mean, maybe I'm just not the best at getting jobs. I find that I'm generally very proficient in whatever I want to do in life. And I kept going into these interviews after I got my master's degree, feeling like I crushed them, and I just wasn't getting jobs. So I, long story short, I ended up in the tech industry. I worked for a guy that was a big freaking dick. And it just became apparent very quickly that I was going to have to kiss a whole lot of butts I didn't want to kiss in order to make like a good wage. And at the time in my head, like a good wage was 100 grand. So I got laid off from my last tech company that I was at. And it was such a blessing because at that point I was already searching for alternate routes to generate income. And I think that many people, you start digging in and reading books and listening to content, and real estate just comes up. It's a very common theme when talking about wealth. And I remember listening to some older gentlemen, and they said, well, you should have some as part of your portfolio for retirement. And I said in my head, well, if that's where the money's at, like, I'm not waiting till I'm old. Like, let's just do it now. And so I got laid off. And at that point, I'd gone to a handful of real estate events, and maybe I don't know if it's my ego or what it is, but man, like, I went to enough of these events and I thought to myself, if those people up there can make, you know, can make some money, why? I definitely can figure this out. So I got laid off. I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to do this real estate thing. I have an excellent wife. She said, okay, let's go for it. And so I did. I jumped in. And I think I want to make sure that we cover this part too. I can't tell you how many, it's so infuriating, how much content I listened to when I was starting, where it was like somebody and they're like, oh, I don't know. Like, I sent 5 pieces of mail, 5 yellow letters that I wrote. And like, and then I went and made 50 grand. It was like, it was magic. It was the easiest money I ever made in my life. And I've got 20 deals in the pipeline. Right. And I was like, oh, that sounds easy to me. And that was not my experience at all.
Nope.
Like, it was the hardest experience of my life. What a freaking grind. I tried everything. I bought coaching. I'm hustling. I'm talking to anybody I can think of. I'm trying to put anything under contract I can and try to sell it. It took me 6 months to do my first deal. I had spent $7,000 in marketing. The deal made me $3,500. And I was essentially like, pretty well out of money, or almost, very close. My wife Bless her heart. She said, Dane, I love you, but we have to make some money. You should consider getting a job because I have a lot of great connections from school and all that stuff. She's like, you should get a job or you need to make some money. And so I said, all right. And I don't know if you've ever had an experience like this, Neil, but I call this a God experience. And my experience was sitting on my computer in my basement, grinding away on real estate, and then taking time out of my day to go and apply for jobs. And I literally go to put my hands on a keyboard. And some people may say, Dane, this sounds corny. It's the freaking truth. And it is what it is. This is my experience. Yep. I'd literally go to put my hands on the keyboard. And it was like my body, everything in it was like, nope, we're not doing this. We're not applying for jobs. Even though I told my wife that I would, everything in me was like, we're not doing this. And I remember kneeling down and praying, and I'm like, God, like, I feel like I'm in the right place. I feel with every bit of my heart that I'm in the right freaking place, but I'm making no money. And if I'm in the right place, something's got to break loose. Like, it has to. Mm-hmm. So let it break loose or lead me somewhere else. And I'm going to die on this post or I'm going to lose everything. That's where I'm at. I'm going to die on this post or lose everything. My wife didn't know it, but that's where I was at. And so I literally went and I'd gone to an event here in Utah. Brent Daniels had come and spoken before he had his TTP program. Yep. And he's talking about cold calling. And I'm literally like taking pictures of all the slides, all that type of stuff. And I said, well, this is like pretty much free and I can call, like I'm good on the phone. Yep. And so I went and I said, God, I'm going to spend my last little bit of money buying this tax delinquent list. I'm going to skip trace it. And I'm literally going to call through it 100 times if that's what it takes till I make some money or I lose everything. And I think there has to come a point and a time for most people. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, there has to come a time where you say, I'm built for this and I'm going to figure this out or I'm going to freaking lose everything. Mm. And that's just how it is, period. And anybody that I've ever talked to that's gotten to that place, at least that I'm aware of, has figured things out. That doesn't mean they went and got rich overnight, but they figured it out. And I was blessed. I was really fortunate. 14 hours on the dialer. I'm calling homeowners. I find this deal. The homeowner picks up. I say, hey, you know, like, have you considered selling this property? He says, well, no. And I'm about to hang up, Neil. And there's this pause. And I don't know why, but I wait. He says, no, it's not worth anything. And I said, oh, what do you mean? Tell me more about that. What do you mean it's not worth anything? He's like, oh, I bought it at auction 5 years ago. It's the biggest piece of crap. Mm-hmm. I moved into it the first night. And then I've lived with my friends ever since because I didn't realize how bad of a house it was. I don't have the money to fix it up. And he bought it at auction at the bottom of the market. Yep. And so I said, you know, I told the guy, I said, look, like if I could get you your money back, so you're not out of pocket anything, would that be beneficial? He said, yes, there were a million roadblocks along the way, but we got it closed 30 days later. I made 70 grand on that second wholesale deal. That was as much money as I made in the entire year in the tech industry, the job I used to have. And I was sold and I said, I'm never working for anybody ever again.
And he answered.
He freaking answered, man.
In a big way. Well, mm-hmm. Yet your determination was put to the test to see how much you actually believed, right?
Absolutely.
That's incredible, an incredible story. And I can imagine from there you were in, once you get a taste like that, then you're into it. And what year was that?
I've been a real estate investor for 7.5 years. That was June of, 7 years ago? Was that 2016, I think? Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so then bring me forward. You ended up going in, continuing to wholesale, and then did you migrate into fix and flip or into rentals at all?
It just like, I can't tell you, this vision I had so vividly in my head where you have these guys and they're like, we make 100 grand a month. I'm like, that's 1.2 a year. That's what I freaking want. So that's when I went and I built. And then once again, I think it's so important. You hear this content all the time. People are like, oh, I went to $1 million in like 2 years or a year and a half. Like, that's just not my experience. And I know for a fact that is not most people's.
Correct.
If you build $1 million business, most people, it takes you a while to figure out the ropes. And it did for me. So yeah, so I started wholesaling. My bank account went to 70 grand. and went back down to pretty much zero, and then back up again, and then pretty much back to zero. Like, it did that for a long time, just because when it's just you, like, it's so hard to have any consistency. And so, long story short, like, through a lot of hustle and grind, I mean, it took almost four years to really get to some sizable income. Year four, I got deep into the six-figure realm. We were in the six-figure realm every year. But gosh, like, it just, I mean, you know, it goes fast. People don't understand. These real estate guys get up there and they're like, we make $1 million a year. Well, what they don't tell you is that that million, it's probably 30% profit. Maybe. It might be less. Some people might be more. Don't get me wrong. But like, it's a few a few hundred thousand dollars profit, which is great. And so like, yeah. So to answer your question, I scaled my business in about 4 years to high six figures, year five into the $1 million range. And we've just been really blessed. Here in Utah, the market is a high ticket market. And we just got really squozing with the wholesale model. And I'm like, we have to do something different if we're going to keep making any money. This was a few years ago. And so we moved to fix and flipping because I'm like, I'm finding these deals. I'm doing the numbers. I'm like, look, I'm not a genius, but this feels like there's a huge spread here if we flip this thing and everybody wants it for way less than what I want to sell it for. And so I said, there's no better time to learn to flip a house than when the market is on fire and appreciating like crazy. And so that's exactly what we did. We spent the last couple of years flipping houses and absolutely crushed it last year, and then gave all the money back to the universe this year because the market freaking destroyed us this year because of some of the decisions that I made that, you know, now I look back and I'm like, well, I absolutely could have done different, but I've learned from it and it's been a blessing. So I got up to 25 rental doors. I realized that I hate owning any rentals. And so I pretty much sold all those, and I'm at a place in my life where I just, frankly, I don't want to grind anymore. I don't want to do the hustle. I don't want a gigantic team and all of this freaking headache that comes along with real estate. I want clarity and I want peace. I want to make money and I want to feel peaceful. Real estate is not that.
I don't think I've ever had any of the show so jaded with real estate. And I know you, so I know where this is going to go. So this is a fun conversation. Although you and I see eye to eye on rental houses, we've been strategically exiting those. And my business, as you know, has morphed largely into commercial. And I'll be top to bottom, probably about 60% reduction out of the single family rentals by the end of the first quarter. Thank you, God. And then I've got the remaining balances, strategic, really some pretty good stuff that'll probably get retained for a period of time. But all the headaches will be gone. Because I agree with you. It is a grind. Right. It is a grind. You're like, it's a grind on the wholesale stuff to make it work. It's a challenging business. Very systems driven, but it's a challenging business. But to make it go.
Too. Like the systems are hard, but the people are harder.
The people are harder.
And then they quit. And then you're like, well, freak, I got to do the sales now. And like, it's just this constant. In fact, one of my buddies, Corey, I was talking to him the other day and he's like, Dane, it's just so toxic. He used to be a blackjack dealer. He's like, I traded blackjack for real estate, where like he's mostly flipping and wholesale until more recent. He's like, I traded one toxic thing for another, where I'm dealing with constant problems all day long. And they're not the fun problems that everybody said it was going to be, to like solve people's problems, to go be an entrepreneur. He's like, it's just hard. It's just hard.
There's no doubt. It's a challenging business.
Ton of money to be made. Make no mistake about it. But hard. It's just hard money.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. All right. So you get to a point where this year it looks different than last year. You're like, peace out rental properties. Those get exited and you take them to that fork of the road. You just carve your own path. You take a very hard left. Where do you go?
So I go to cryptocurrency, and I think a lot of people hear that come out of my mouth and they roll their eyes and they say, oh, the market's been destroyed and all this stuff. So I work from a mental place where I know that my life, I almost always get what I expect. Almost always. It's a fact. It's a fact in my experience, and I'm very aware of that. With that foundation and that understanding, well, I work from a place where I say money can be made in an infinite amount because it can be, because the federal or the Fed just prints it into oblivion. So money is infinite and I can get a very large piece of it easily. That's the mindset that I work from. It doesn't need to be hard to make a lot of money. You just need to have the right vehicles that align with the vision and goals that you have. And so that's the mental place that I'm working from. And so just like when I started real estate and I felt like I was in the right place and I knew that I was, and I was in the right place. I took a step back. I made a few bad hires that really destroyed business this year. I bought some flips that lost hundreds of thousands of dollars between them all. And I have a meeting with my team and I say, you guys, we frankly just aren't making enough money to support everyone here. And I have no desire to try to build this back again. And at this point, I'm in a really fortunate position where I built a crypto portfolio. And it's like rentals. I built a crypto portfolio that produced enough passive income where I was making 30 grand a month. I don't have to do anything. It's still doing that today. I literally don't have to do anything. And it just prints off crypto every single day. And so I'm at a place where I'm like, I don't need to make money today. And I'm talking to my team. And one of our friends, Gabe, in the mastermind that we used to be a part of, he said, well, Dane, you don't want to do this anymore, right? Because I'm strategizing, like, how can I do this where I don't leave my team out to dry? And I said, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And he says, well, if you don't want to do this, then give your team some money, give them a severance package, and give them the business too. Like, you have nothing to lose. You don't want to do this anymore anyways. And so that was the value prop. Is I turned to my team. My little brother worked with me and my friend Brandy and a few other people at the time. And I said, exactly that. I'll give you 3 months of pay and I'll give you the business. And you can do whatever you want, whether you want to run with the business or whether you want to do something else. It doesn't matter to me, but like, I'm done with this. It felt so freaking right. It was perfect. It was the right thing for me, I should say. And so everyone, in fact, I sponsored a real estate in California a few weeks ago, and I get up on stage and I ask the question. I say, who got into real estate to flip and wholesale properties? And about 5% of the hands go up. And then I say, who got into real estate to generate passive income through rentals so they don't have to work ever again? And almost all the hands go up, 95% of the hands go up. And it's really telling because nobody wants to build very few people have any interest in building a business in real estate. Everyone just wants to get to the money. They just want to get to the passive income and the freedom. And so
but you don't get there without building a whole business to support that. It's not that easy just to get to the end, is it?
Oh, 100%. With real estate, it is a lot of work and it's very valuable. Don't get me wrong. Like, the most important asset that you're building when you're building a real estate company or venture is you.
Correct.
You are the most important asset and you will go through nothing that will try you more in your entire life. I am convinced of it. And if you can come out better for it, you will be in an incredible place and you will have developed yourself so effectively that you can freaking do anything. And I love that. That is my favorite part about my real estate experience is I know, Neil, that if I can make if I can make $1 million a year wholesaling, I can freaking do anything. And so that's where I've transitioned. And back to the idea of getting to the cash flow, crypto freaking breaks everything. And that's why I like it so much, because rather than having to be an entrepreneur and build a team and figure out marketing and figure out systems and how to retain people, you literally can just go buy crypto and wait. You can go buy crypto. And if you just wait, you buy at the right times and you're patient, I should say, you could make more money than all of your other efforts combined in the next few years. And it's not even close. It's not even close.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. realgritvault.com. Never been on the show, who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it, realgritvault.com. So I hear this, you know, I read the news. I'm plugged in slightly into the crypto world, as you know, but the thing's overwhelming. How in the world, like as if real estate's not overwhelming enough to break into, to get into, to understand how to do a first deal. Crypto's like a foreign language. That's what it feels like.
Oh, foreign language for so many people. Good analogy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. So how in the world does somebody who doesn't know enough, doesn't know anything, an inkling about it, where do they even start with this? Because right when you get in, you're like, oh, crypto, you mean Bitcoin? Like kind of, but not really, because there's like thousands past that one that you've never heard of that people make fortunes in, and then some lose fortunes in, depending how you play it, right? How does somebody even, where do they start?
Well, and that's the hardest thing to figure out. So if you go online and you try to figure out how to start in crypto, or you look at social media, here's what you find. You find two ends of the spectrum, and this is the biggest problem. You find the one end where there's a bunch of idiots who tell you that you should trade the most volatile asset in the history of the world, and somehow you're going to beat the volatility and make all this money. And the truth of the matter is that most of the people shilling you this horseshit that's just not true, they are creating a program and selling people on a program and then sending you to affiliate links, and that's how they make the money. A lot of them literally use paper trading accounts, which for anybody that doesn't know, it's just a fake account that's not real money. It's a practice account. And you can go and you can try to learn to trade on a practice account. And anytime you get a quote unquote win, well, you take a screenshot of it. And anytime you lose, you take no screenshots of those. And then you show everybody the screenshots about how you're doing so good and how you're making all this money. And then you sell them on a course that's a big lie, and they all get sent off to the meat grinder, where 95% of people trying to trade crypto lose all of their money. And so that's the one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is the people that are like in it for the tech, and they're like, oh, you just buy and you hold forever and it doesn't matter when you buy. The fact of the matter is the truth is usually in the middle on everything. It's usually in the middle. And so what can we point to in crypto that are facts? Well, here's the facts about crypto. If you're in good assets and you're buying at the right time and all you do is wait, then you will be way up over the next few years. Crypto works on 4-year cycles, generally speaking. It's not an exact science, but I want to bet on longer term trends. Crypto is relatively new, but I want to bet on longer term trends. One of the best trends to bet on is a 4-year cycle. And we've gone through 3 of them already. We're entering into our 4th. So crypto works on 4-year cycles. It starts with a Bitcoin halving, where simply put, that just means that it gets twice as hard to mine Bitcoin. And that is the indicator for the entire crypto market that we're going to go on this big, huge, massive run for about a year and a half or so. Year and a half. The market appreciates really hard. That's when you see it on the news. Everybody's talking about it. And the problem is that's when most people get involved and they've missed the run. Mm-hmm. They're buying the top of the market, and then the market goes and plummets, usually for a year. It takes about a year for the market bottom to occur for crypto. And when that happens, Bitcoin and Ethereum, the two big boys, they fall in value historically about 85%. And the other tokens fall about 95%. And this is where most people get lost. They're like, well, everyone said crypto was great, I can make all this money. And they just didn't understand that they just got in at the wrong time. That's it. They just got in at the wrong time. And so you have a year where prices plummet. And then you have, that's followed by about a year and a half to 2 years of sideways action or slow growth. And then we're back to the next Bitcoin halving and we're back off to the races again. And so the coolest thing about cryptocurrency, in my opinion, and this is really pertinent to real estate people, if you could go back, Neil, to 2009 and you knew what you did about real estate today, what would you do?
All of it. I don't at all.
And you would do everything you possibly could to get as much capital as possible, and you would buy every freaking property you could get your hands on, and you would make a fortune. In fact, I did a side-by-side comparison. If you would have done that, and we've been in the highest appreciating real estate market in the history of our country in this last cycle.
Correct.
If you would have done that and you would have played it perfectly, you would be up about a 31x on your money in about a 12-year time frame. 12 to 14 years is kind of how I did my example. which is nuts. That is enormous.
Correct.
To put that into perspective, if you would have understood a little bit about crypto cycles, and you would have understood a little bit about what makes a good project, and you would have put just a little bit of money in the market at the right time, in literally the last 3 years, you could have gotten a 404x on your money or greater. I mean, less two. There's other projects that certainly you wouldn't have wanted to be in. But on average, if you would have gotten into layer one blockchain projects, which tend to be the most reliable, then you would have been up a 404x in 2 or 3 years as compared to real estate, a 31x over a 12-year time span. It is bonkers. So back to your question, how does somebody figure this out? Like, where do they get started? Well, for one, they can come and follow my social media. I create short form content and I do interviews and long form content with the intention that I could help people have a long term mindset, understand the crypto cycles, figure out good projects, and then just get a little bit of exposure. You don't need to bet the farm like me, but a little bit of exposure can go a long way. So you can follow me. So all the social media platforms, I'm there. In fact, include those in the show. That'll be good.
Yep.
The other places that you can look are to founders that have good track records, that they have done things over and over and over the right way, and they've made a lot of right decisions. The best person in crypto that I know that I've ever seen, and it's not even close, his name's Richard Hart. Now, Richard is very polarizing. He's very like in your face. Dude does not have a humble bone in his body.
He's a character.
He is a character, but I've never seen somebody call things so correctly. He called the FTX implosion. He called the Voyager one. He called the BlockFi one. He's called multiple Bitcoin tops and bottoms. He has a token called Hex that did a 10,000X in a year and a half. He called that it was going to do a 10,000X. It did it faster than what he thought. And he's coming out with a project called Pulse Chain and another one called Pulse X. And I do not think that there's any better opportunity. I should say for me, I can't give any financial advice. So of course, you've got to do your own due diligence, and we can talk about what due diligence looks like if you want. But for me, I do not think that there will be an opportunity like this maybe ever again in my life. And so I am trying to tell everyone that will listen, this is like going back to 2009 and having the opportunity to buy real estate, except it will appreciate way harder and you could create passive income every single day from getting in early and utilizing crypto in the right ways.
What drives you?
I love making money with people that I know, like, and trust. I absolutely love it. People say, well, money doesn't buy happiness. Well, try not having very much of it. That's the opposite of happiness. And so having the opportunity to be able to help people generate revenue, it's life-changing, because if you can help someone double their income or triple their income or just make enough passive income that they don't need to worry so much about their day-to-day bills and where the money's going to come from, for me, there is no greater satisfaction. I love doing that because there is no better way to change a person's life, in my opinion. And so that's what drives me. And I don't know about you, Neil. In fact, I'll ask you, maybe you've done less than me. I'm curious, how many lunches have you gone on over the last 5 to 10 years with people that said, Neil, I want to learn real estate. Can I take you to lunch? How many have you gone on?
Oh, I guarantee you it's less than me, because I'm not as approachable as you think I am.
Okay.
In fact, you know me. I'm not that approachable.
But you've probably gone on your fair share.
Yeah. In fact, I went on one yesterday because I've known her for 5 years and she just asked me. So yes, I have been on a number of them, but nowhere near as many as I suspect you have. Yes.
I estimate I've been on over 200 lunches. Oh, yeah.
I've been on fraction of that. Yes.
Okay. Because I love freaking, and I know people say this and they roll their eyes like, oh, people love helping people. For me, like, I love making money because of the impact and the good that I can do with it. And I love trying to help people do the same, because I've seen what my life can be on the other side where I don't have to worry about my day-to-day bills. And so I've gone on that many lunches because people are like, Dane, I see you do real estate. Can you help me? Of those roughly 200 lunches that I've been on, I can tell you 3 people have actually made any money that I'm aware of. And 2 of them were just one deal. It was a one-time hit. And only one of them was able to actually create a business. He's since gone out of business just because real estate's hard. And so I am looking at opportunities and ways to generate income. I am very aware that most people will never be a good entrepreneur. They just don't have it in them. And so how can we help the masses? In my opinion, the answer is crypto, because anybody can follow information. That's what we do in my group. So I do all the heavy lifting. If I could spend all my days just researching crypto and talking to people about it, then that's my preference. And I've built my schedule where that's pretty much all I do every day. And so since I'm doing all that work, I figure other people should benefit from it. So that's what we do in my group, is I do all the research along with my buddy Corey and some other people in our group. We bring all the research to the group. We talk about what we're doing, why we're doing it, why the projects make sense, the time frames, where to get them, how to set up your security. I mean, literally anything that you could want in crypto, I create it and I build it as simple as anybody could understand it, as a child could understand it. I do all the heavy lifting, and then everybody can make their own financial decisions, how they may want to get involved, how much, you know, when. I help with strategy, but in the end of the day, everyone makes their own financial decisions, because everyone is in charge of what they do with their capital. And anybody nil could buy crypto at the right time and be patient with it. And I think that's the way that most people could find their way into financial freedom, or at least to free them up from a lot of worry about bills, is by getting in crypto at the right times and then being patient.
What's your advice or input on their allocation? You have bet the farm. You are all in more than any other human that I've ever met. And I appreciate your dedication. You put your money where your mouth is, and I have respect for that. But for the average person, if you will, is going, I'm not quitting my real estate business or my day job or whatever it happens to be. What kind of allocation? If they just want to go in and go, I'm not willing to bet the farm, you know, what should a taste look like in terms of maybe a percentage of their overall investable assets?
I love that question. And I would say most people, you should just keep doing what you're doing. Whatever revenue generating activities that you're doing, you're probably getting good at them. Keep doing those. In fact, I have a number of students that are like, Dane, if I could just make an extra few thousand dollars a month, then I could quit my job. And I tell them all the same thing. I say, look, you're not going to like this advice, but now is the time to double down on revenue generating activities. Now is the time to get a second job, or to increase your business operation, or to acquire another business, or whatever it is that you do to make money. Now is the time to double down on those activities, because we are, once again, in my opinion, 2009 largely, where assets, at least in the stock and the crypto market, are in a huge discount right now. And I think, frankly, I think real estate's not far behind. I think that we'll see further bottoms in real estate later this year. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that.
You could be.
But I think that's likely.
But I agree.
Yeah. And so with that being said, I think that you should double down on revenue generating activities, because nobody knows what the future holds. And then as far as crypto is concerned, I tell everybody, you treat it very conservatively. It's like dating. When you want to find a spouse or someone to be with long term, at least this is how I approached it. I dated a lot of people casually. Everyone was aware that this was a casual thing until like something really clicked and we hit it off. And then I would cut off all the casual stuff and I would go deep into that relationship to see if, like, hey, is this a place to like bet heavy and spend my time? And you don't know until you make the bet. And investing is the same way, in my opinion. You should always treat anything that you do very conservatively until you can wrap your head around it. You can understand what you want, what your goals are, and what you want to accomplish. And then once you have a foundational knowledge and you're clear on your goals and you have a little bit of experience, well, then you can, then maybe it makes some sense to start taking larger positions in the market. So, you know, like starting out, I would say the easiest way to define it is this. If you have too much money in the market that it makes you anxious and you can't sleep in the night, we have too much. But if you're not looking at it on a consistent basis, we don't have enough in because you're not excited about it. So wherever that is for you, you've got to decide. I can't tell you, you know, I'd love to say like, oh, it's 1% of your net worth or 5 or 10. I don't know, because everybody's different. And I can tell you that like my levels of what I get excited for, it needs to be a lot more than maybe somebody else where they're like, well, I just want to do a little bit. And I think that's great. If you're a little bit person, then do that. If you're like me and you're like, hey, if this goes, then I want to look back and say, hey, I went for it. And in fact, I have a project that I got into a year ago And I looked at it and it was going incredibly well. And I said, I don't know what the future holds for this, but what I do not want is I do not want to get in a year down the road and this go very well and feel like I was too conservative and I didn't bet heavy enough. I would much rather it go to zero and say, well, I tried, than to look back and say, well, I was a wuss about it. So that's how I am. And that's how I do things. And I went as heavy as I could have at the time in that project. And it's gone incredibly well. I've made a ton of money in that. And it could have gone poorly, but it didn't. And that's how I approach things. And you've got to decide for you how what your approach needs to be for who you are.
3 years from now, crypto pops, comes out of a cycle. You're sitting on a mountain of money. What are you doing?
That's the master plan, Neil. That's when I'm coming back to real estate. I love real estate. Like, make no mistake about it. As much as I talk about how hard it is, I think there's a right way to do real estate. And you just don't, it's like anything. You just don't know what you really want and what you need and how you want to do something until you get in the game and you figure it out. Mm-hmm. I've learned for me that I hate owning rentals and I don't want to flip or wholesale another property ever again. Now, I would do that before I had to go get a job, but that would be one of the last things I'd be trying. And so, but I can tell you this, I would love to go and pick up some storage units, or I would love to go and pick up some triple net lease, large commercial spaces with a Home Depot in it, or things of that nature. And in fact, I think that my plan is to take my crypto group, and it's largely composed of real estate people right now. There's been over 2,000 transactions done between everybody in there, which I'm really proud of that accomplishment. Everyone in there will be able to choose how or if they want to participate. But my master plan is to create one of the most wealthiest groups on the face of the earth with people that understand real estate and know what to do with that wealth for those that may want to participate. And then we go and can take profits and turn it into a very stable income via real estate that you can bet on and feel really comfortable with and have that as part of the portfolio. That is my master plan. And I don't think it's an if, I think it's just a matter of time.
Incredible. You can come join me in commercial real estate then. That's where
I would love to. And seriously, Neil, like I have a bunch of guys like you that are syndicators or strip mall guys, or I've got another guy I just signed up the other day that does trailer parks. And I would love nothing more to say, Neil, I've got $100 million that we need to put to work. Help me put this to work. I don't want to do any of the heavy lifting, but I dang sure want to be the money. How should we do this?
Yep. Yeah. No, that's incredible. I find it fun and exciting that you came back full circle to real estate, because for like a good part of this conversation, it felt like real estate was that lover that left you down and broke and cheated on you with another piece of real estate. And you were just out in the cold. So I feel all warm and fuzzy inside that you came back to real estate. Here to close this out.
Make no mistake about it. I love real estate for who the person I've become. There's a right way to do it. Some people love flipping houses. Some people love wholesaling stuff. Some people love single family. For me, I just don't. And so you got to figure out, you know, you get in where you fit in. I'm figuring that out more and more for me and what I want.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. Let's do this. I want to move on to the final segment, what I call 4-4 Impact.
4-4 Impact.
Your favorite quote, it's never too late to be who you might have been. George Eliot said, what about that resonates most with you?
I think that I see so many people going about their lives and they're freaking dead inside. In fact, I was talking to my wife about this the other day. I said, like, I feel a lot of stress from these flips that I'm just about rid of, that I'm losing hundreds of thousands of dollars this year. However, I feel incredibly grateful that I can weather that storm. And I said, I can't imagine being somebody that was dead inside, going about my day-to-day life, hating my job, and just feeling completely empty when I got home with my family. You know, like that would be terrible. And I've had a small taste of that. And so the reason that I like that quote so much is it's never too late to be who you might have been. You can go and be the person that you want to be today, literally today. I don't care what's going on in your life. You literally can make a decision right now to become the person that you want to become and start doing the things that that person would do. Here's an example for me. I'm getting too fat. Like I'm getting more fat than I would like to be. I'm getting older and fatter. I'm like, well, what does an athlete do? Well, an athlete goes and exercises. Well, so today I decide I'm done with this. I am an athlete. It is who I am. And I do what athletes do. And so athletes go and exercise. So today I'm exercising. And athletes eat, not perfect, but they eat good for the most part. Right. And so today I'm going to eat good for the most part. Like I can literally start becoming the person that I feel like I should have become today. And that's why I like that quote so much.
What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
I think it's the narratives that people tell themselves. I think that people say that they shouldn't hit certain goals, or they shouldn't have certain amounts of money, or they shouldn't have certain freedoms. They're not good enough. And I find that even with me, like I learned really early on, in fact, in high school, that I could root out all of my negative self-talk. So this is kind of a crazy thing to say, but I almost never think anything negative about myself. I've trained my brain to not do that. However, I do find that I don't, even though I don't say negative things or things of that nature, and when you tell your, you get, once again, back to what we talked about earlier, I'm a firm believer you get what you expect. Or what's the, in fact, I think there's an Elon Musk or maybe it's a Tony Robbins quote. He said, you don't get what you hope for, you get what you tolerate. And so if you tolerate, you know, negative self-talk, or you tolerate, you know, these types of things, these narratives, well, then you get those narratives and you become those narratives. So you want to make sure that you're telling yourself the right narratives so you become the person that you tolerate, which is should be a very excellent person.
Correct. Yep. Outside of real estate and crypto, what are you most passionate about?
What am I most passionate? In fact, I told my wife this the other day, I used to play basketball all the time. Yeah. I love basketball. But gosh, like my body hurts so bad when I'm done playing. It just, my ability to recover, and I'm not that old. I'm in my mid-30s. I told my wife, I was like, I need to think of some new hobbies because I don't play basketball anymore. And all of my spare time is done doing crypto because when I'm in something, then I'm freaking in it.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like I don't feel like I'm working. I find so much enjoyment out of exploring all the nooks and crannies and enjoying it. So with all that being said, I would say this sounds super corny. I get it. But my family, like I love pouring into my kids. It's my personal mission to create the dopest little entrepreneurs with the right mindsets that can go make an impact on the world. I see it all the time in some of my, you know, the people that I know in their kids' lives. Kids just suck, frankly. They're little brats that, you know, you would never want to associate with. And I'm like, I can do this. I want to do it to the potential that I feel like I can. And so I'm very interested and focused on teaching my kids the right behaviors that not only can benefit them financially in the future, but can give them the keys to the kingdom to benefit the world.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
I like helping people make money. If you can help somebody make a turn a profit and you can teach them how to do it and repeat that, there is no better light to see come on in someone's eyes than when they can learn a new skill to create financial independence that they didn't have before. I love participating. I do a lot of free meetups and stuff. In fact, I did one yesterday. I host a local crypto meetup where if people, you know, like, sure, if people want to come and join my group, then, you know, I'm happy to talk to them about it there. But literally, I love talking about crypto and financial freedom and real estate too. We talked real estate too while I was there. And so I did a free meetup where we go and we talk about that. So I like doing, that's how I like to give back, you know, is helping people create financial freedom a lot of the time just through free events.
No, that's great. Dan, I appreciate you taking the time to connect on here. You've got a really fun and amazing story and a heck of a ride through real estate and now finding an amazing passion that you have for crypto. And know that, thankfully, real estate's still in the plan because that gives me a warm inside.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's so great, and it's good connecting back up. It's been a bit since you have been together in either digitally or in person. So it's a really good, I appreciate you taking the time to connect here. If people, they want to find you, they want to follow you, they want to reach out, they want to learn more about your private group, where can they go? What should they do?
Yeah, they can come check me out. In fact, if we could put my socials, if we can tag them to this group, that'd be great. But I'm everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can come check me out any of those places. Dane Ballwinkle, if you search that. There's not too many of us with that name out there. They're likely to find me. The best place to interact with me is probably on Instagram. I'm working on growing my account there. So come check me out on Instagram. I mean, DMs are open. Any questions or help that you need? Most of my help I do for free just because I love doing it. So come check me out there.
Perfect. We'll make sure we got all those links below in the show notes. Dan, I appreciate you connecting up here. I'm Neil Timmons. For everybody here, Real Grit. I'm reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guaranteed properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing on 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving the passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years, becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register. It's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.